Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the entrepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. If you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Guy Falzerano, President and CEO of Rainbow Academy. Entrepreneur Magazine listed childcare as one of the top 10 franchising trends for 2011. Between 2006 and 2010, the percentage of parents reporting childcare as a necessity rose from 49% to 57%. We're going to be talking about that in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the entrepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Doing well, Marty. How are you this week?
Good. Windy day here in Pennsylvania, Don. I got to tell you, it sounds like the house is going to blow down. I don't know how it is there in Jersey today, but pretty brutal here.
Yeah, well, not as windy, but nice sunny spring day. So hopefully it'll be nice out for the weekend, holiday weekend. We'll see
exactly
what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Our last show, Don, everyone's still talking about last week's show. We met with U Food Grill franchise opportunity, and we met with the legendary George Nadeff, and George is considered by many the guru of franchising, and it was just an amazing show. This was the second time we had Mr. Nadeff back, and I tell you, he was just as great the second time around, wasn't he?
Yeah, the time always goes so quick. Probably had him on a solid 40 minutes, and it felt like about 10 minutes. I mean, a great guest to have on. I mean, when you listen to him, I have him down as a philosopher, a scholar, entrepreneur, expert, franchise Hall of Famer. It's great listening to his answers on stuff and talking about the economy and his past history and stuff that he did. He even admitted sometimes he was a little lucky. Yeah, sometimes in business you got to have a little luck with timing and so forth. And it's interesting how he's building up U Food Grill, putting it in non-traditional sites and having like a little different strategy for growth during these, you know, still tough economy and just so much competition for food in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very big on the whole timing aspect too. It seems like the world is ready for U Food Grill. A lot of people are talking about health and things like that, and the airports seem to be a fantastic location for this type of franchise opportunity, doesn't it? You know, I mean, I know a lot of pilots were asking about it, like, when are you coming in, and stewardesses, and it's tough, you know, when you're in an airport, Don. You don't really have too many choices, do you, you know, as far
right.
as food goes, particularly healthy food. You know, I know every time I travel, I eat terrible, you know.
Right.
So, I think this is going to be fantastic, and the military bases and all that other stuff. I mean, I think it's going to be huge. I love the story, too. I think one day it's going to go down as one of these, like, legendary stories, like Ray Kroc pulling into the McDonald Brothers restaurant in San Bernardino, was it 70,
right.
80 years ago, back in the 50s. But he gets into this line, you know, when these guys were first beginning in Boston. And I think that's going to turn into a famous story one day. Just watch, you know, 20 years down the road.
George was also, he was, a KFC franchisee. It seems like so many successful people, especially in franchising, come about when they were early franchisees of KFC. That was back in the late 60s.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, who was the other one?
I think Dan, Thomas from Wendy's.
Yeah, Dave Thomas, of course, you know, sounds like he knew Dave Thomas, you know. I think he knew all these Hall of Famers in franchising,
right.
you know, and he's definitely one of them. He's 81 years old, and I would say, you know, if I could be like anyone, I hope I'm like him, you know, when I'm
right.
in my 80s, you know, he's just still plugging along and just very enthusiastic. I mean, you really felt motivated after listening to someone like that. You know, you realize, you know, it's one of the reasons I think he's so successful. I mean, he even started the show off saying, you know, it's so easy to be negative, and it's so difficult to be positive. And you're right, you called him a philosopher, Don. And there's so many things I got out of that show, from business, franchising, just life in general, on how to be
successful.
He's
not thinking of retiring. You know, like you said, he's 81.
No.
I don't think retirement is even something he's thinking about, which I'm sure his wife is not happy about.
Well, he's having a good time doing what he's doing, it sounds like, you know. I mean, he's just enjoying himself. And again, I think that's the part of success, isn't it? You know, it's not
right.
always just about money. You know, I mean, he's done very, very well. But he's a very happy man, too. He's just someone I really admire, you know. So
right.
Yeah, great show. I think that show is going to be one in the record books as far as like one of our most listened to shows. I told you, like, in the last week, just looking at the numbers alone, it's just been incredible
right.
how many people listen to that show. So, so it's a good job. We've got a great show today, too, don't we? Something a little different from last week.
Rainbow Academy. Child care franchise, Guy Falzarano, president and CEO. So interested in hearing about the industry and their story and how they got started, and so looking forward to that.
Did you see the numbers on that on the industry, Don? I mean, this was pretty incredible. I kind of read them in the introduction. It says between 2006 and 2010, the percentage of parents reporting child care as a necessity rose from 49% to 57%. So 65%
nationwide,
of
that's a big jump. Usually when you see percentage increases, it's like 1%, 2%. I mean, this went up 8%. It's a pretty big jump.
That's incredible. 65% of mothers with children under age 6 are in the workplace. An estimated 14.5 million children in the United States are in some form of child care arrangement, and fees for these services have been rising steadily.
Right.
Let's see. At the same time, there's been a continued shift toward more formal education orientation in preschools, you know, and I think we've seen that as well, you know. So, yeah, I mean, this is an amazing industry to get into, and I think you and I have been talking about this industry for a while now, so it's going to be great to have Rainbow Academy on the show today. I believe they're in your neck of the woods, too. I'm pretty sure they're in Jersey. So we'll have to talk to Guy about that, being that you and I are both from New Jersey, although I'm in Pennsylvania now. You know, it's pretty close to your office, so we'll talk to him about that as well. I know he had some interesting topics we had to get to last week, and of course we didn't get around to it.
Right.
But want to talk about some of those today?
Yeah. Interesting article, Marty, from Business Insider, Four Steps to Becoming a Franchise by Deborah Sweeney.
Mm.
Franchise is one of the most prevalent industries in the American economy. And it's easy to see why. Becoming a franchisee offers an individual the opportunity to run his own business while building off the success of the business as if it has already been running for years, which, of course, it has. A franchisee gets to start the franchise business but does not have to address many of the typical aspects of a startup, such as incorporation of trademarking, thus avoiding many of the problems and costs of starting a business. If you're interested in starting your own business but looking for a way in without necessarily starting from scratch, franchising may be for you. The first step is choosing the right franchise, of course. The first step in becoming a franchise is to choose which franchise you'd like to pursue. The franchise should fit with the franchisee's schedule. If the franchisee is uninterested in working nights and weekends, franchises that are open non-traditional hours probably aren't a good choice. The franchisee's available budget to start the business is also a major consideration. Some franchises are distinctly more expensive to start than others, such as opening up a hotel versus a service store. Becoming a business owner is an investment of time and money. The franchisee will want and need to enjoy going to work in order to make the franchise a success. So that's the first step, choosing the right franchise, which we've talked about.
Powerful statement.
Yeah.
And getting back to something, you know, you said earlier in the article, Don, or the author said in the article, you know, in the beginning steps of the aspects of a startup, I mean, there's so many things to consider, right? I mean, just whether it's like, say, logo design or the sign itself, packaging, store design. I mean, all of this stuff has already been thought through, you know, and can save you years of anguish sometimes if you make the wrong decision, you know. And when we've had, remember the stories that we've had when we had franchise attorneys on the show, and they just talk about things like, you know, trademarks and all that other stuff, you know. I mean, it could get very, very complicated. So franchising definitely helps overcome that.
Yeah, good point. Next one is impressing the franchisor. Most franchisors receive numerous calls from prospective franchisees but can only offer so many opportunities to join. As a result, becoming a franchisee in a highly desired franchise is a competitive process. Franchisors are looking for people who share the dream and will support the company but are also motivated and successful. The best thing a franchisee can do to improve his chances of being selected is to thoroughly research the company and arrive promptly and prepared for all meetings. This conveys the impression that the franchisee is dependable and sincerely interested in the franchise, two key qualities cited by franchise hiring departments.
Yeah, this is important. And sometimes we talk about it when we talk about the shows. You know, you emphasize this a lot as far as going to the shows, being prepared. You know, it's almost like, Don, going on an interview, isn't it? You know, I mean,
right.
If you're going to call somebody on the phone, well, you better be prepared, you know, and have something that you're going to say, you know, instead of just saying, yeah, I might be interested in your franchise.
Right.
It's like an interview. I mean, that's how you have to treat it. The franchisor does not have to take you. If they, not to say if they don't like you,
But if they think that you just don't have the skills,
right.
You know, and first impressions certainly last, don't they?
Definitely.
So it's not as simple as just saying, I have the money. The franchisor doesn't, in many cases, they don't care about that. They're looking more for a match than anything else.
Yeah, you have to sell each other.
To follow their system. Exactly. It's a two-way street, you know.
And even if the first time you meet the franchisor is by phone, you know, you got to, you know,
well,
let them know that you've been doing the research on the franchise and that, hey, you know, these are the type of work I've done in the past and why I think I would be a good fit for your franchise. And you know, I'm really, you know, whatever. You just have to come across as, you know, right away being a pretty good candidate.
I think that's important. I don't think a lot of articles mention that, you know, so I was glad to see. I think it was one of the things, you know, when I was, you know, scanning articles like yourself, it was one of the things that stood out for me was impressing the franchisor. I thought that was very important because I don't think it's emphasized enough. And we have so many listeners that are, I guess you can consider them prospective franchisees. They need to know that if they're going to call someone on the phone, they better be prepared and say, look, I've done my homework, you know, I know about you guys. And not
right.
to have, you know, call up and say, well, what do you guys do?
This is my net worth, and,
right.
you know, I'm not going to work the business, but I understand, you know, I should make money, and, you know, you just have to, like this article says, you got to show that you're motivated,
right.
you have some good skills in the past. Yeah, the financing's important, but you want to let that franchise system know that you know a little bit about their franchise. Maybe even, you know, you've done some research and like maybe visited a location of ones in your local market. The next part,
absolutely.
Marty, is negotiating with the franchisor. Another obstacle in becoming a franchisee is drafting the contract and interacting with the franchisor. Before committing, it is wise for a franchisee to consult an attorney regarding the contract. While a franchisee may not have much leeway in terms of changing the contract, it's very important that the franchisee know what to expect from the relationship. Franchisee
right.
might also want to have a lawyer look over the franchisor disclosure document called the FDD, which serves as the discloser for the franchise, similar to a disclosure circular from a company to a potential investor. The FDD lays out much of the necessary information for the franchise, including the history of the franchise, financing specifics, trademark usage, regulations, provisions for future conflict, both legal and financial. Since the franchisor continues to control many of the business decisions of the franchisee should enter into a relationship with the franchisor with as much information as possible to avoid problems.
Wow.
So business
very
is business,
good.
You know. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a business relationship. Can't just assume everything's going to be great or that you're fully protected. You know, you could look at the franchise agreement and FDD and things you're not comfortable with. You can at least look into seeing if changes could be made.
Yeah, my only critique of the this particular section that you're talking about, Don, is that, you know, I wish that she mentioned that you should consult with a franchise attorney. I don't think she did. I think she just mentioned consult with an attorney. And
right.
you and I have been very big with the whole franchise attorney. I think, you know, franchising, we've had some of the top franchise attorneys in the country on our show, you know, and they say that, you know, this is a totally different animal. You know, I know you have lawyers in your family, and, you know, I know several attorneys. I don't know how good they would be at handling, you know, this type of situation.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, an attorney not familiar with franchising or FDDs can end
yeah.
up spending a bunch of extra hours, and time means additional bills and invoices. I mean, the difference of several thousand dollars and have an attorney review this, that's a good point. Go with a attorney who's very experienced in franchise law.
Absolutely.
Last part, the fourth and four steps to becoming a franchise is financing the franchise. Just like any other business, a franchisee must finance the startup cost of running a new franchise. They may be in quite enviable position of being able to finance their own dreams. However, most will need an outside source of funding. Franchisees typically not in a position to take on investors for financing, but there are many other sources of funding in today's world, and this is my area of expertise, of course. You have
right.
friends and family, and you know, even whether it's an equity investment from family or taking out a loan with them. family usually always wants to see those close to them succeed, and maybe they'd be willing to get involved in the business. Personal loans, credit cards are another way
right.
to finance. The franchisee has good credit, maybe a good choice. However, puts the franchisee's personal assets at risk in event the franchise fails. The franchise can also get small business loans, grants. The current economy, you know, financing's tougher now, but there's different ways to finance your franchise. Popular
right.
is using retirement funds. You can roll some of that over with no tax penalty to buy a franchise, or getting a small business loan. Of course, money from family. Just taking
right.
on a partner, which is always a last resort. But sometimes, as I speak to people during the week, just to get their foot in the door and have some ownership, start making money, you might have to take on a partner to get the business open. Then as time goes on, you buy multiple units, you can start doing it on your own again.
Yeah.
And then people, you know, can use their, you know, their home equity as an option.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's the franchise has a lot of, say, equipment and furniture. You can go the equipment leasing route. There's
right.
different ways people could finance part of the business. It depends on how much cash they have. Usually it's always good to try to save your cash and put as little out of pocket as possible. Save that cash for own personal cash reserve or just business cash reserve. So you should always try to attempt to get financing.
Yeah, and to make sure you have enough, too. You know, if you go back and listen to last week's show with George Native, he was very big on that, too, wasn't he? You know, as far as making sure you have enough cash available to get you through the tough times, you know,
right.
to not just have a reserve of, let's say, 3 or 4 months, you know,
right.
that's not going to help. So, yeah, absolutely. And, again, that's your background, so that's good. Is there anything else in the article, or should you cover, what was it, 4 points?
That's basically it. It just ends. Engaging in a franchise relationship is one of the best ways of someone to become a business owner. In many respects, the franchisee gets to do the fun part of being a business owner without addressing many of the problems of starting up a business. If you're looking to start your own business but not quite sure where to start, franchising may be for you. And I have another article here, 5 factors to consider when choosing a franchise. And it talks about name recognition, initial training, ongoing support, return of investment, and flexibility. 5 steps to get started. Do your research. Consider using a franchise broker. Contact the franchise.
Right.
Fill out an application and hire, here's where your point comes in, hire a franchise attorney.
Exactly.
Before you sign any contracts, consult the franchise attorney. And this interesting article through AARP.org, 5 red flags to watch out for. You don't receive a franchise disclosure document. By law, you have to get that document when you first start looking at a franchise. The FDD doesn't fill you with confidence. You feel pressured by the franchise to sign up in with their investment. The franchisor lacks experience. Other franchisees aren't enthusiastic when you call them. Those are some pretty good red flags when you're investigating a franchise.
Right, of course. Absolutely.
That they don't send you the FDD. The FDD has some issues and problems. You're feeling pressured because they're pressuring you to pay your franchise fee and get started. The franchisor lacks experience. I guess they haven't been really around too long, don't have many franchises. And when you call
the
other
franchise... Did you hear what George said last week, Don?
What's that?
He said call all of them.
Right.
Everyone that you can get hold of, call every single one of them. Get the story, and you're going to get mixed reactions from everyone, you know. So that was typical George Native, though, wasn't it? You know, I mean, saying call every single one of them, you know.
Right.
It's a lot of work, homework. So that's a great article. That was great 2 articles actually. So good job, Don. So I see Guy has pulled in. So why don't we take a quick break, Don, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up in segment 2, Entrepreneur Magazine listed the childcare industry as one of the top 10 franchising trends for 2011. We're meeting with Guy Falzerano, President and CEO of Rainbow Academy, coming right up.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Guy Falzerano, President and CEO of Rainbow Academy. And as we were saying earlier, Don, Entrepreneur Magazine listed childcare as one of the top 10 franchising trends for 2011. Hey, Guy, how you doing today?
Hi, Don. Hi, Marty.
How you doing today, Guy?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
Good. Pretty good, Guy. And I guess you know Don John. Don is actually in New Jersey, Guy. Is that where you're calling from today?
I am calling from New Jersey, yes. Our headquarters is in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Wow, just one county over down in Monmouth County. She's right in my backyard, Guy. That's excellent.
Absolutely, and I grew up in New Jersey, too.
Yeah, well, I grew up in New Jersey myself. We started this company in New Jersey in 1997. And We now have 10 centers. They're all company-owned centers. They're getting converted over to franchises. And we just started franchising in February.
That's fantastic. Wow. Congratulations on that. What were you doing, Guy, before starting Rainbow Academy? It was a little bit about your background. I know you have a pretty interesting background.
I grew up in the phone company, actually. I left out of high school. I went right into the phone company. Started out as a draftsman. Started school in Rutgers nights. Did that for a long time. A long time.
Wow.
And worked my way up through the phone company over a 25-year period. Left as a director in a regulatory position, and decided that I wanted to be more entrepreneurial. I was never comfortable in the environment, the structured environment in the phone company.
Right.
So, you know, I think I kind of am what most franchisees or entrepreneurs are when they're looking to break out and start something on their own, and that's the way I did it. So we started in 1997 with my wife and my three sons, who were fairly young at the time, and we started our first child care center. I didn't know anything about child care business, but I knew a lot about marketing and business, and I decided that I could see things happening in that industry that I thought I could bring something different. And as a result, I went out and I hired somebody who had a lot of experience in the education side.
Mm-hmm.
And between the two of us, we started Rainbow Academy. So we opened our first center in 1997 in Island, New Jersey, and quickly grew to our second center about 3 miles away in Woodbridge the next year. And then we started just operating those two centers, and we were very successful. We were at break even in 3 months in the first center and 3 months in the second center. So I just said, you know, this is amazing. I need to keep growing this business. So I looked at franchising at that time and decided that I just didn't have enough experience under my belt to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But parents started coming to us saying, you know, I love the way you do this. I'd like to be able to do this and get out of the corporate rat race. And we started looking at models, and we came up with a model that we called co-ownership. And this is where they would put in some amount of money. We would do the same, and if there was not enough, we'd bring in outside investors. And that's the way we started growing the business. The people who were doing this, my co-owners, would run it on a day-to-day basis. And we took all the back-office operations, you know, vendor relationships, insurance, payroll, all billing, all that stuff, all that mundane things that would keep people behind the desk and not keep them on the running their business. And that's the way we were growing the business up until about 2007. And then at that point, I decided that maybe we would just do this with our investor group and on our own instead of bringing in co-owners, and that's the way we continued to grow the business. Then we decided in August of last year that we were ready to launch as a franchise company. So it took us about 6 months to put all that together, and we finally launched in February.
That's fantastic.
So right
now why franchising, Guy? What made you finally decide that it's the way to go?
Well, for us, we have a vision of opening 100 centers in the next 6 years. And for us to do that on our own, we would have had to raise an enormous amount of capital.
Mm-hmm.
The management of trying to manage 100 centers is a daunting task. So we thought that we would tap into our original premise, which was our co-ownership model, where taking the talents and the energies of people who wanted to do this on their own to run these individual centers or multiple centers would be the best way to do it. And that's why we decided to go the franchising route.
That's interesting. I mean, the numbers are amazing, Guy. I mean, Don and I were talking before the show. We were going over the numbers between, was it 2006 and 2010, the percentage of parents reporting child care as a necessity rose from 49% to 57%. That was a pretty big jump, wasn't it? So,
right. I think that's a factor that's our function of what's going on in the economy. People have to go out and get a job. Unfortunately, not a lot of people are able to stay home anymore.
Right, exactly.
So we've always positioned ourselves as the solution for working parents, and that's an area that we've always focused on. And we think we do a really good job at that. So we're not really a half-day preschool program. We're pretty much a full-day program that's geared towards people who have to work.
Okay, and that's part of the differentiation, I guess, because, of course, there are, you know, other franchises, you know, that do what you guys do. So I guess one of the questions is how do you, you know, separate yourself, Sky, from the other ones that are out there?
Well, I'll talk about it on two levels, I think. First, on the center level, on what we do and the services that we provide and how we do that, and then on the franchise level, how we differentiate ourselves from other franchisors. First, on the center level, there's several things that we do that make us fairly unique. We've always been fairly innovative and creative in integrating technology into what we do, and we're doing that more and more. But when we first started, and I started looking at this industry and understanding what parents were going through when they have to make the decision to put their child into a child care facility. And by the way, this is probably the hardest thing that a parent can do. To put their child, their most prized thing in the world, their most prized person in the world that they love the most, in the hands of strangers is an enormously difficult thing for them to get over. So
I agree.
What we need to do is we need to take that anxiety out of that interaction. And I looked around and I said, how can we take this anxiety out? So the first thing we do is make the centers as safe and secure as we possibly can. A lot of child care centers will build their facilities so that they have exit doors coming out of each classroom. And they do this so that they don't have to put sprinkler systems in the buildings. We've taken the totally opposite approach, and we put sprinklers in all of our buildings, but we limit our exit doors to usually just two or three at the most. So we can keep those doors secure, and they each have a coded entry system on it. So people just can't walk into one of our buildings. The other thing we do is we have a system that we call Parent View. We actually developed this system, and now we've hired a company that helps us to bring it forward. But it's a system where parents can tune in over the Internet, and they can watch what's going on. So there's usually two cameras in each classroom, and they can observe what's going on. And we did it to take that anxiety level away from the parents, so they feel rest assured that you know, everything was going well. But there's always unintended consequences. And in this case, they're really good because as a result of us putting this system in, we now have grandparents all over the world watching their grandchildren where they wouldn't have that ability. So we've got grandparents in India, in London, in all of the traditional retirement areas in the United States like Florida and Arizona. We had one situation where one of the grandmothers was a nurse in the Marines, and she was stationed in Iraq, and she was able to watch what was going on from Iraq. And it was really wonderful because we actually befriended her whole company, and we became pretty close with them. So it was pretty cool.
You know, would she be watching that guy like 3 in the morning? I mean, what time would it? The kids are in school at 11.
I guess, you know, being a nurse, she's always up, or they always have shifts,
course,
so I don't know what shift she was on.
Right.
But there's somebody's always awake over there. That
was a good approach, though, the calming the parent, having, you know, staying up on technology.
Right.
I mean, that's a great, I mean, you know, you're having the parent feel great besides knowing that their kid's going to have a good curriculum and get a good education, preparing for when school really gets started. So,
I can see to promote the business. Yeah, I was going to say too, guys. Is, you know, something I guess you didn't really plan for that. You know, to have or you might have. You know, it was very ingenious. You know, to have the grandparents and all these people watching over the internet. But you said, God, what a great form of promotion for Rainbow Academy as well. You know, and you get people talking about it.
You're right. Yeah. We didn't anticipate that this was going to happen. It just turned out that way. And then, you know, once we realized that we had the capability to bring a lot of joy to people's lives in other places around the world, we just started promoting it that way. So it's been a really great ride. But now we're about to launch a new technology in our classrooms. We're putting in interactive whiteboards. And if you haven't seen this technology, it's very cool. Where children can effectively, it's like an enormous iPad that's on a board, on a wall. It looks like a typical whiteboard where you'd have a marker and you'd mark it up. But it's actually projecting what would be projected on the teacher's iPad onto the board, and it becomes interactive. So a child can go up there and, like a touch screen, they can touch things, move things around, explore. And there are so many applications that are available, educational applications that are available, that teachers are going to be integrating into this system and into our curriculum, that we think it's just going to take us to the next level. So we're very excited about that, and we're going to have that in all of our centers by September of this year.
Wow.
Now that you're converting to franchise system, I guess you probably put a lot of thought into the type of franchisee that you'll be looking for. Any characteristics you feel make a good franchisee or might be a good fit for Rainbow Academy guy?
And we have. And we've, this isn't the first time we've done this. I know it's the first time we've franchised, but we've actually been operating in a quasi-franchise model for 14 years or 13 years since we did our first co-ownership relationship. First of all, we want people who are intelligent, who've got a passion and a love of children, people who are good communicators, who are certainly willing to follow the Rainbow Academy way of doing things, who understand and live our core values. We think that one of the things that differentiates us amongst our competitors is our core values. And we put a lot of emphasis on it. It's the way we live our lives. It's the way we operate our business. And I'll just run through it if you don't mind.
Sure.
It's based on the word children. And C stands for a circle of care. It's where everybody who's in the Rainbow Academy family is cared for in an equal way. That includes the children, the parents, the employees, the franchisees, including the vendors. And recognizing that everybody in that family has an important role to play, and each one gets equal consideration, whatever decisions that are being made. H is for happiness. This has to be a happy place. We're dealing with children and parents, and if they're not happy, then we're out of business. And the same thing goes with our staff. If our staff's not happy, then certainly the children are not going to be happy, and if they're not happy, certainly the parents are not going to be happy. And if none of them are happy, the franchisees are not going to be happy. So it's really important that we focus on making this a happy place. I is for integrity. Everything that we do, we operate with a level of integrity that says that, this is what we say and this is what we mean. And we honor our obligations. And that goes for everybody in the Rainbow Academy family. L is leading by example. We consider everybody in our company to be a leader, from directors to assistant directors to head teachers to teachers and teacher assistants. Everybody in that classroom and in that center is a leader. And those children are looking to those people as leaders, and they're following that lead. So we're always emphasizing with our employees, recognize that you're casting a shadow, and it's either a positive shadow or a negative shadow. And if it's a negative one, you've got to change it. If it's a positive one, then keep on doing it. And that's how we lead by example. D is for delivering wow customer service. We're always focused on making this an experience for the children and for the parents, and going out of our way to find opportunities to make this a positive experience. We have a very unique business. There's probably no other business that I can think of that's like it, where we see our customers, first of all, we see one group of our customers all day long for 5 days a week. The other group of customers we see twice a day, 5 days a week. So there's not a lot of businesses that have that same level of interaction with their customers. R is for recognizing and celebrating the accomplishments and the efforts of others. So we do that in a number of ways by recognizing our, certainly things that are going on in the family level for children and the parents who are celebrating things like birthdays and anniversaries and new children coming into the family and graduations and things like that. But also for our employees, we encourage them to get certifications and complete their college, and we recognize them when they do that, because that's what you would do with any family member. E is for excellence in education. We think we've put together an excellent curriculum. It's based on the creative curriculum, which is an approved curriculum throughout the United States. But we've supplemented it with additional things that we do. We teach sign language starting with infants at 6 weeks. When they come to us, we start teaching them sign language. And the teachers are not only signing to them, but they're also saying the words that those signs mean. And by the time an infant is about 7 months old, they can start really understanding those signs. And about 11 months, they can start signing back. So before they can even start verbalizing words, they are signing back and communicating, and it actually is learning a second language. So they're becoming multilingual by the time they're 11 or 12 months old. And we think that curriculum has just been a great source for us to differentiate us in the marketplace. And the last one is N for nurture. And just like you would with any family member, we do the same thing with all of our family members. So naturally, we're nurturing the children who are with us, but we're also nurturing our employees to do more with their lives and to reach the accomplishments that they set for themselves, and also for our franchisees. So we live by these core values, and everybody in the company understands them, knows them, and it's pretty easy. You know, they're pretty simple. But if you do them and you live by them, it makes for a great place to be.
That's interesting, guy. I mean, this acronym that you're giving children, it's a selling tool, I guess, for the franchisees as well. Don and I were talking earlier on segment one about all the challenging aspects of a startup. You know, I mean, if someone decides to, you know, go at this alone, you know, and just kind of, you know, get into your type of business. The thought process that went into this acronym that you're describing, children, you can see, you know, it's one of the advantages, of course, we were saying, of going into a franchising, is all this has already been thought through, or a lot of thought has been put into this process, all your years of experience. So I think it's interesting.
You know, I think it is the reason why people want to do a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know when I started 14 years ago, I had to learn everything.
Exactly.
it was kind of daunting. When I look back on it, I kind of think, you know, what was I thinking? But
right.
Now, you know, we've tried to make this as easy as you possibly can, at least from the aspects of understanding the business and how you should run a business,
mm-hmm.
And what you should be, what are the key indicators that you should be looking for to manage that business. So we've kind of taken a lot of that out. Of the experience, you know. So
and I suspect you made mistakes too in the beginning, Guy. You know, we've had a lot of franchisors in the beginning, particularly the founders of a company. You know, and they admit to making mistakes in the beginning. And it's the nice thing about also getting into franchising is the franchisee doesn't have to make the same mistakes that
right.
you made perhaps 14 years ago. You know, so
yeah, you know, absolutely. And I'd like to talk a little bit about how we differentiate ourselves for at the franchisee level. And I think that'll also
sure. That'll be great.
Hit to the issue that you just mentioned. One is we think that we provide just a superior level of support for franchisees, and that starts from the time that they sign the franchise agreement. We assign them what we call an area developer, and that developer will walk them through the process from the time they sign their franchise agreement to the time they have their grand opening. Now, this is a very long incubation period. It takes anywhere from 12 to 24 months to open up a child care center because of all the municipal approvals that you've got to get, lease negotiations and construction that you've got to go through, and government regulatory licensing that you've got to go through. It's a pretty long period. But during that period, they're going to have an assigned area developer. And that person will help them through the process, bring them to our real estate department, who will work with them on finding key sites, helping them with demographics, doing competitive analysis, finding the areas that are going to be best suited for a child care center based on our level of experience, and then helping them negotiate leases with landlords to get them the best possible deal that they can get. From that point on, once they sign their lease, then the area developer will take them through the process of architectural design, construction, permitting, municipal approvals, the construction process, And when the construction process starts, that's when the area developer will start bringing them into the training side of the business and into the marketing side of the business. From a training perspective, we deal with this on two levels. The first is on training the franchisee on all the things they need to do to run the business. And on the other, it's on understanding the educational side of the business from the curriculum all the way up through all of the services that we provide. We encourage our franchisees to have two people really in the business, and that's the way we run it now. We do it today through a director and assistant director. Franchisee can do it as the business owner, who might also be the director, but we encourage them to have another person who's going to be focused on either the education or the business side. And we think when you do that and you break those responsibilities up that way, the business works the best. But once they get through the construction phase of this, and then our marketing group is helping them through their pre-launch marketing and helping them with pre-sales through that process, we get to the grand opening. And at the grand opening, we're still there with them. At that point, the area developer walks off and the business coach comes on. The business coach is now with them for the rest of the time that they're a franchisee. And these are experienced directors who've lived through the experience of being a director. So, yeah, when you said, you know, you don't have to repeat the mistakes that that we've made, these people have lived through a lot of those things, and hopefully we'll keep them from making those same kinds of mistakes. So we think that level of support will really help ensure the success of each franchisee. And we basically have been doing this, but at the level that we've been doing it for our co-owned centers. Now we're just formalizing it into a franchise model.
Well, for someone who has no experience in this business, Guy, how would you describe a typical day as a franchisee?
Well, we start at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Some centers will start at 6:30 in the morning. Others will start at 7, no later than 7. And we go up until 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night. And that's all based on what the market conditions dictate. And the key points in the day are going to be in the morning when parents are dropping off. They'll start dropping off from when we open up until about 9 o'clock. And then they'll start picking up in the afternoon. If the parent is a teacher and they're getting out of their school at about 3 or 3:30, then they can start picking up at around that time up until we close at 6:30 at night. So those are always busy times when parents are dropping off and picking up. And then during the course of the day, there's events that are going on throughout the day. We encourage the directors to get out behind their desk and get onto the floor, making sure that all the teachers are following the curriculum the way they need to, be there as a coach or mentor for them when they need the support they need. Certainly, you've got to spend a lot of time on marketing your business, because if you don't have children in the center, then you don't really have a business. So we give them and work with them on developing marketing plans that they can implement within their community. We encourage them to get involved in their community so that they become a resource. And effectively, a child care center is an amenity for the community. And that's the way they should be viewed, and that's the way we want to have them positioned. So that takes a considerable amount of time. In addition to all the typical things that you have to do as any business owner, you know, there's bills that have to get paid, and there's lights that go out, and they've got to be replaced, and all the things that you normally would do just running a business or a household.
A real hands-on type approach.
Right.
Are your future, your franchisees, I guess, they're encouraged to own a few locations? Is that, I guess, like any business owner wanting to grow, I guess that's going to happen with your
company? No, I feel like if you can do this well, and I think most people will be able to do it well with our guidance, I don't see any reason why they can't open multiple centers. We certainly were able to do that and manage them effectively. So, you know, if that's where their head is at, some people don't. Some people are very happy just owning their one center and, you know, have a good life from that. Others want to explore and expand beyond those horizons, and we're fine with that.
Right, okay. You, of course, yourself having success in business, any advice that you can give to an aspiring entrepreneur, people listening, Guy, about how to buy a franchise?
Well, I certainly suggest that before you buy a franchise, you should understand the industry that you're getting into. do some research there. And you should visit a number of different franchises to see which one you feel the most comfortable with.
Right.
I encourage the people who are looking at a Rainbow Academy franchise to look at the other franchises that are in the area in the same industry. I certainly am not going to tell them to go to the food industry because I don't think that's, you know, that would be the way to go. But I've encouraged them to look at you know, other, some of our competitors. I think we compete very well. I've always felt that way. And I think if they really want to do this, then, and if we're doing a really good job, then they'll come back to us and they'll sign up with us.
That's great. What's the best way our listeners can get more information, Guy, on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any numbers
yes.
they should call?
You can go to www.rainbowacademy.com.
Okay, fantastic. We can get more information on becoming a franchisee there. That's terrific. And I want to thank you again, Guy. You've been a fantastic guest. And Don and I would love to have you guys back as you guys continue to grow throughout the year.
It'll be my pleasure. It was great talking with you.
Thank you so much, Guy. Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Guy. Great job.
Great show, huh, Don? Great industry.
Yeah, I knew it would be. He's a fellow New Jerseyan, you know.
That always works, right? That technology is amazing, though, isn't it? I mean, it's just it just fascinates me. And I know what he was saying. You know, I mean, when we were just looking at preschools, I mean, God, we were so concerned, all the same concerns, you know, security
right.
and all that other stuff. You know, so it was great how they put themselves in the place of the customer and say, okay, what are the customers thinking? What's important to the customer? And, yeah, so I think they're doing a great job, and I think they're going to hit those numbers like they say. You know, it's such a, it's a great industry. It kind of reminds me a bit of the whole senior care industry, if you think about it, right? I mean,
right.
it's like the growth and, you
yeah.
know, it's important. You're dealing with your loved ones, so your most prized possession. So,
right.
Yeah. It's a great show, Don. And again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, franchise.com, franchiseworldradio.com. And I'll be talking to you next week for another great show, Don.
Have a great day, Marty.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.